number one on here.
In my understanding, that's because of what the city's doing with the agreement to take that over?
Yes. I think it is. And then also, fact bearing on the issue is it's slated for this year for major
right.
resurfacing and pedestrian improvements. So there's a lot going on with that already.
So it's already
going
on.
There may be some interface issues with that, how the existing 76 interfaces with that, after it is taken over, how it's maintained, and then they start to build out the different icons on the strip. So, but they may be more minor in nature, but expect that we might, raise those as those issues come up. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to have to be an integrated thing. And how the existing 76 traffic is handled is still going to be a major issue because there are traffic congestion, whether it's a street or whether it's the MoDOT highway. And so we're going to be taking a hard look at that and studying it. So expect that there may be some things that would be raised in regard to how it's integrated later on.
I guess that's to answer his question. I want to make sure that we can take it off and not need to, we should have thrown that back on there. So
we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Second project on here is capacity improvements on Route 160 from Route Y to Casey Road. This includes various intersection improvements through Foresight. And looks like this pretty closely matches the number 3 on the color sheet, aligning through Foresight.
I believe that is a continued, it's a little out of my district, but that's a continued need through Foresight is to have capacity improvements through town.
Okay.
Have your engineers given a thought to what process to go through the widening?
We don't handle the engineering side of it. We just make recommendations for MoDOT, and then their engineers or the local group will get together and make actual plans to satisfy the need.
And maybe we need to go back just one thing about how Jason fits in this. MoDOT will do a priority list of where their money is going to go in the future, and there's several things that have to be on that list. But they get our portion of that from down here through Jason's organization. And so if Jason's organization doesn't forward, it's very difficult for us to come out of the weeds and just say, we need to do this. And so that's what we're going to try and do. And we are in competition, really competition, with how many counties, Jason?
10.
There's 10 in our area, and then 4 from the area's Truman Council of Governments, and 7 from Kasinger Basin Regional Planning Commission, and as well as the Metropolitan Planning Organization for the City of Joplin.
So we're into it with all the Southwest District,
yeah,
which is comprised by this. Now, okay, you speak for those 10 counties.
Yes.
So we need to compete in the 10 counties. Then mm-hmm. we need to compete in the other counties. Is it 27?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like that. At any rate, quite a few. And another metropolitan planning district. So the chances of us getting more than one or two projects forward are not particularly good. And the ones of these that I've personally been involved with, it seems kind of like horse trading. You go in there and you forward one and they forward one, and then you say, we'll support you if you support us, kind of a deal, and pretty soon out comes a list. And we've done very well in that. And the one thing that's good about it is our Transportation Advisory Board has the expanded sheets that look a lot like MoDOT's expanded sheets. So if we get one forwarded, it usually goes. Sometimes they get forwarded and then there's no substance to them and they don't go any farther.
Sure.
Expanded sheets have site views, photographs of the area. It's got all the details of what's planned, and so we go together the nuts and bolts of what the project's all about. Right. They're available also on the website.
And I don't know, Mike, have you dealt with this yet before? And then with Sheila coming in, like what they're talking about, whenever the decision makers actually look at it, they're looking at it just like what they're typically looking at on their own stuff. So that's why we've always been successful with some of these projects, is because our transportation board, I mean, gives them the exact same information that they're looking at for anything that they're already doing. It's not just a...
And we believe it's easier to ride a horse in the direction it's pointed.
Yeah.
So this horse is pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, so they've done a good job with...
Helps them ride that way.
They're not having to learn a new way to read their own information. So,
so it does appear, Jason, that Y Highway is still a priority.
Mm-hmm. So on Route 60 from Y to Casey Road, is that the, would you say that's the proper length endpoints?
That I'm going to defer to you guys on.
Yeah, it would make sense that it would go down the hill, but I know the problem with that is if we agree to that, but it's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
The other thing is we need to make these in bite-sized chunks enough that it's realistic.
That's
if
true.
We get the cost of these things to be giant costs, they won't buy them.
Well, you might get four or five projects done as opposed to one project done because of the same cost.
Okay, so I'm hearing that one's good. Number three is capacity improvements on Business 65 from the roundabout in Hollister to Route 65 interchange. And this project goes through downtown Hollister.
What that is a three-laning of Business 65 through downtown. It's much like the Forsyth project. It's just the fact that we've got so much congestion down there and there's no turn lanes. And we already do have preliminary engineering from Great River on that. So I guess for whatever my input here is, we'd like to see that continue on. Once you get out towards 65, the new interchange project has five lanes. So if we can get three lanes through town, that's going to be a huge, huge help.
Okay. Item number four, capacity improvements on Route 86 from Hollister Interchange to Kirbyville.
And Route 86 is kind of that's the East-West Corridor.
Okay.
Is what this is. And maybe somebody has designated that as a new state route. Now, Jason, here's what I'm talking about. That's not on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to make off-system improvements as a part of this or not?
No, and that's a good point. This list that's from 2014, when we did the sales tax amendment, we did include all projects because a portion of that proposal was to give some of the funding directly to cities and counties. So that's a good point. If this isn't on the state system, then we would need to remove this.
Then remove it.
Okay.
Breaks my heart to say that, Jason, but
yeah.
The truth of the matter is.
Okay, so number five is capacity improvements on Route 465 from 265 in Stone County to 376 in Taney.
It's been accomplished.
It's been accomplished.
That's the big sweeping curve out by Silver Dollar City.
Okay. Item.
Yeah, this is the one
this
that's
is extended.
Extended coming out down to 265 back to the highway.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because we had that other one on and it got picked up.
So, sorry, just for me to clarify, this would be extending route 465? Is the high road Route 465? Okay.
Yeah. That says 265 Stone County to 376 Taney County. I'm trying to picture in my head how that would.
Well, that sweeping curve, the reason is in Stone County.
Right.
And so.
But that'd be part of 76, is it not?
It is. But that was.
The high road doesn't go to 265 in Stone County.
It almost sounds like between 76 and Dam.
Where is Stone County? You know, you get right there at the dam, you're in Stone County, and then you come back into Taney County on the other side of the dam. So I'm not sure exactly where it's at the chateau is where it comes back to.
Right.
So it would be from the end of the high road completed down to the chateau,
But not all the way back down to 65. So, because in the original plans, because they bought property going all the way down.
Right away, purchased all the way through
to 65. But this is just extended just a little bit too.
Yeah, this does not cross Tanny Cutter. This comes down to the intersection.
I don't know how high of a priority that would be.
But it just needs to stay on the lift for now. We can come back and move it up and down.
Be on the list. I agree with the commissioner that it probably is not all that high.
Okay. It needs to be clarified as to which item is, off the priority list that you submitted. It's not very well defined. I'm not sure how you ended up with the listing that you did, but it's not very well defined.
No idea.
I don't think it's on the county's list.
Mm-mm. No, but it's... again, state right-of-way that's been purchased. You guys got purchased that quite a while ago.
Okay, so we'll leave this for now. I made a note that we'll probably move that further down the list. But just for the sake of time, item number 6, intersection improvements on Route M at Brace Hill and...
Slough Holler.
Slough Holler.
That's been completed.
That's
completed, yes.
Okay. S-L-O-U-G-H. Okay. I don't know where that word came from. All right, item number 7, capacity improvements on Route 465 between High Road and Shepherd of the Hills. This looks like another extension of High Road to 160.
I think Mr. Newman's correct as far as more... I'm trying to picture where that is.
Well, 376 probably is, they're saying the High Road from 376, which would be kind of down there by the old rock quarry and down below the old amusement park.
Yeah, Mutton Hollow.
Mutton Hollow, from there back out. And I don't understand that
goes
that at all.
Because that, yeah.
Now, I want to also tell you, and this isn't jab. I wish David was here to hear me say this. A little bit of this has to do with the fact that we send Branson's engineer to this dang thing, and there's a lot on this list from Branson that isn't on any of our other lists. And so be it. I mean, I'll just have to tell you that some of this stuff winds up that way. If any of the rest of us wanted our stuff on that bad, we need to get our old butt and go visit the meeting.
Item 7 sounds like the curb that's already been done. Big sweeping curve that you talked about earlier.
Well, when it says extend the High Road to
160
Route F, I don't understand how any of that works.
Well, Route 6
between the High Road and Shepherd Hills, though, describes that curve that was there. So this one doesn't make sense.
Not really, though, does it?
Jason, I'm saying this one needs to go away.
Either that, or just clarify what it is, and then. Again, stay on the list would not be a high priority.
Okay. So we might move that one down. Item number 8 is capacity improvements on Route 76 at Lake Shore Drive, considering a possible roundabout at this intersection.
Is that even possible with that incline? Yeah, but I mean.
But engineering wise, haven't any preliminary engineering done?
Yes, we do have preliminary engineering there too. It doesn't involve a roundabout. And the idea of whether or not it's doable, I hear a lot of discussion about that. But
so
they're wanting to move the entrance of Lakeshore Drive back up the hill, up the mountain.
Further up Mount Branson or further back Lakeshore Drive?
Towards Mount Branson.
I personally support up there with the old entrance to the Candlestick, taking and going towards to towards Kennecuck and that up there. And the problem we have is the 156-foot bluff at the bottom when you're trying to improve down there and there's no place to go. Where if we could make